Renting a home is never easy when you do it yourself, and now especially that is true. And that's why we're going to our home show pro for property management, and that's Bruce Lessie from Houston for Lease. And Bruce, I've got a question from Sonny in Bel Air. He's got a rental problem. Can you help us out?
Sure can.
All right. Well, here's what he says. He says he rented a former home, which was great. The tenant called, got laid off with an opportunity for rehire once this passes. So he's not fired. He's just laid off. Bottom line, he can't pay the April rent. So he's asking us to float him. And he said, the question is, Sonny has heard you can't evict people. The courts are closed. So he wants to know, what are the options?
He's right. In Harris County, there are no evictions. In all the surrounding counties, essentially, the county judge has said, is that they're just not going to do evictions. But remember, your lease is a contract, and that contract has certain terms and responsibilities for both parties. So when your tenant asks for a forgiveness, let's remember, it's a contract, and we have to renegotiate the terms of that contract. First thing we do is say, you need to pay something, whether it's 50%, 75%, 80%, but pay something. Then you can offer that whatever is deferred, it's not forgiven, it's deferred, will be tacked on and split up into a couple of payments later on after he begins to work. You need to have that agreement in writing, too, because, like I said, it's a contract, and it's important that all contracts, particularly real estate contracts, be in writing. So that's how I'd handle that one.
Back in the old days of Hollywood, Louis B. Mayer from MGM used to say, a verbal contract isn't worth the paper it's written on.
That's exactly right. Same in real estate.
Exactly. So you have to have it in writing. So on the other hand, if you're a tenant and you're going to go to your landlord, how do you begin this conversation, Bruce?
You begin by telling them where you are. You've been either laid off, fired, not getting a check. You're having trouble paying your rent. But offer, as a tenant, to pay something. That's really important. Have a good faith payment, whether it's ideally no less than 50%, but whatever you can afford at this point in time, pay them something, and then offer some type of repayment terms when things get back to normal.
And do it up front. Don't wait until it's a crisis. Go ahead and give them a call now.
That's exactly right, because if you do it now, you probably can avoid late charges, late fees. You can have a better relationship with your landlord, and you both know what you're getting into. The landlord will respect you for being proactive, and you'll feel better because this is one burden that's been taken off your shoulders.
You want to know what you're getting into when it comes to renting a house? There's nobody better you can talk to than Bruce Lessie at Houston for Lease. That's why he's Tom's Home Show Pro for property management. You can connect up with Bruce right now. We've got his cell phone at homeshowradio.com. Go click on the Houston for Lease button on our homepage. Bruce, thanks a lot for helping us out.
You're very welcome.